Welcome back to Lift Up Your Hearts podcast. This is a podcast where we try to help you and anyone you know to pray. And we are going through a series called A Biblical Way to Pray the Mass. It is a book written by Father Timothy Gallagher, a oblate of the Blessed Virgin Mary. He is a spiritual director, retreat director, and a spiritual father of mine, and I have found great blessings in this book, so we are trying to present it to you. We're in the 11th week, so we're almost done, only 2 weeks left. I'll probably do one extra one at the end, just as a summary, but today we are at the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God. Of course, most of the Mass is biblical, and this part especially comes from John the Baptist pointing out Jesus at the Jordan. Behold the Lamb of God, one who takes away the sins of the world. And so at Mass, right before we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, we say these words all together. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. And this understanding of mercy comes in, taking away my sins so that I am worthy. You make me worthy to receive you. And so Venerable Bruno says, at the Lamb of God, we seek the sentiment of one who is guilty and in need of forgiveness, in need of God's mercy, because my faults against the Father, I can't just make atonement for. Jesus came and sacrificed for me on my behalf. He died for me and rose from the dead so that I could even have this forgiveness. So before we receive him, we're meant to remember this great act of mercy. Mercy, you know, maybe in a simple way is an undeserved grace. I don't deserve it. I love the story of the prophet Nathanael and David. The prophet Nathanael is showing David mercy by correcting him, by showing him his faults, that he sinned by taking in Bathsheba and allowing or killing Uriah. And the prophet Nathanael tells him this story, and he allows for David to see the gravity of his sin. That was a mercy for him. I often say that having cancer was a mercy for me. It was the greatest mercy that God could give me, because it allowed me to take a step back from my self-centered life and to see that God was in control. This is what, you know, AA helps people do as well. One of the steps is to give up your power to a greater creator. You know, they leave it a little bit generic, but it's the same concept. Having cancer for me was a grace and a mercy. It was a mercy because I couldn't see it where I was. I couldn't abandon myself because I was so full of myself. It was a mercy because it forced me to slow down. It forced me to look at my life. Now, I could have certainly just plowed right through and never evaluated my life, but that mercy allowed for that space, and I cooperated with that grace. I cooperated with that mercy. Father Gallagher has a little bit of a summary of a spiritual director that kind of revealed this to him as well. He said, this is what mercy is when we are at fault and there are real consequences. Then God touches this situation with we sincerely express our sorrow and he forgives us. And that is that. It's over. And he can give us something better than what was lost. He can bring good out of the troubled situation. Now he's talking about a situation where we need to ask for forgiveness. And we come with sorrow. We express sorrow and we ask for forgiveness. This is a prerequisite to receiving forgiveness. Sorrow, contrition. As Venerable Bruno says, one who is guilty. I think we live in a world that has a difficult time acknowledging this. And I certainly have a difficult time acknowledging this as well. It's really easy to just think of circumstances. Oh, well, this caused this and this caused this. And I have to acknowledge before I receive the Lord that I'm guilty and there are real consequences to my shortcoming. Not just I fell into this. No, I chose this sin. I am guilty. I deserve the death penalty. And I am in need of forgiveness. I am in need of forgiveness. And I also love that this orientation allows for this greater love that Father Gallagher was talking about. The ability to feel loved in this situation is incredible. There are times in my life where I came in fear and trembling of something I did to reveal to someone else. And I had to ask for forgiveness. And I had to reveal to them my failure. And I don't know, in my head, I thought maybe I was just going to get slammed for it. I don't know. It allowed for that person to show me mercy. And they did. They showed me great mercy. And my ability, the grace that was working there, the prevenient grace that was working there to allow me to just desire to bring this thing to the light, allowed for greater freedom, because now, not just that it was in the light, but I was loved in it, and I felt understood, and I felt... Gosh, I felt so loved and understood because I brought something that I was certainly guilty of and I needed forgiveness. And it allowed for that person to show it. And it was beyond me ever hiding forever from it. Me denying I did it or never asking for forgiveness. I think sometimes we forget that act of asking for forgiveness allows for our heart to be open to God's love to be poured in, His mercy to be poured in. And that feels infinitely better than holding on to it or hiding. You know, Adam and Eve hid, I hide, we all hide. Bringing those things into the light, admitting our guilt, coming to that person or Jesus with sorrow, real sorrow and contrition, that I hurt someone I loved, and to allow them to love that tender spot, that place that has real consequences, that you've actually really hurt someone. What you've done has brought about some evil. And you need forgiveness. It allows for great love. True and proper meaning of mercy does not consist only in looking, however, but penetratingly, compassionately, moral, physical, and material evil. Mercy is manifested in its true and proper aspect when it restores to value, promotes, and draws good from all forms of evil existing in the world and in man. St. John Paul II said this at a World Youth Day. True and proper meaning of mercy does not consist only in looking, however, penetratingly and compassionately at moral, physical, and material evil, but the mercy is manifest in its true and proper aspect when it restores to value, promotes, and draws good from all the forms of evil existing in the world and in man. This is what I'm talking about. This mercy allows for flourishing, actually. To receive this mercy allows for flourishing, that the hiding and going in on ourselves doesn't allow for. When we don't bring this guilt and sorrow to the light. So Venerable Bruno says at the Lamb of God, I seek the sentiment of one who is guilty and in need of forgiveness. And just the last, reflections. Father Gallagher says to reflect on Psalm 51 and 131. I almost mixed those up. I'll blame it on my dyslexia. Psalm 51 and 131. And Psalm 51 in particular is said every single week in the Liturgy of the Hours on Friday. And every priest and deacon and anyone who does the Liturgy of the Hours will know that one. Have mercy on me, God, in accord with your merciful love. In your abundant compassion, blot out my transgression. Cleanse me with hyssop, that I may be pure. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. You will let me hear gladness and joy. My sacrifice, O God, is a contrite spirit. And then Psalm 131, out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my cry. May your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, keep accounts of sins, Lord, who can stand? Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is mercy. With him is plenteous redemption. I encourage you to read those as if they were your words. Take one or both of them this week and just contemplate them, or technically meditate on them. Make them your own words. Lord, cleanse me. Make me whiter than snow. Make them real prayers to the Father. Make them a real prayer to the Father. Lord, hear my cry for mercy. Make them real. And know and first acknowledge that you have real guilt to bring to the Lord with sorrow. Take those with in those psalms. If you need to, go to confession. If you need to, go to confession. And bring those psalms, and maybe that's your examination of conscience. Maybe that's your prayer after your confession as well. I am praying for you. Please pray for me that I can do this well. Part of the reason I make these videos is so that I do that well. I hope they have been a blessing, a grace, maybe even a mercy for you. If you have found some fruit in them, please click the like button. It just helps the channel. It helps get this message out to more people. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything to hit the like button, so please do it. I am extremely thankful for all of you subscribers. We have a bunch of new ones this last couple days, and I am over 100 subscribers. I know it's not a lot, but my goal was 100 in the first year. So we're there at 7 months, and I'm thankful for all of you, anyone who's shared it, anyone who has liked or subscribed in the last 7 months. I'm going to say a special prayer for you tonight. I love you. I'll see you next week. God bless.